The last couple of weeks, we've discussed spring crops that I've been getting questions on. So let's do one more today and discuss spring oats. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I provide unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, spring oats can be a very good fit in our area for a spring crop. They can fill a need for when cattle need feed, but our pastures are not really ready yet. The oats can also be allowed to grow longer and be a source of hay. However, be warned that oat hay can test high for nitrates. Like many of the other spring planted crops, I usually say to get oats in the ground as soon as you can. The optimal date for planting oats in northwest Kansas is from the first week of March through the end of March. Oats should be drilled at a seeding rate of 100 to 120 pounds per acre. However, if you're drilling them under irrigation, you can push that seeding rate even higher. Now, this relatively high seeding rate is to really help compensate for the lack of time to develop those spring tillers. One thing you should do before drilling is to check the herbicide history of that field. Oats are especially sensitive to triazine herbicides. If you look at the atrazine label, it states, "Do not rotate to a crop besides corn or sorghum until the following year or injury may occur." It also says, "Do not plant several crops, including spring-seeded small grains, the following year or injury may occur." Now, I know that we've planted spring oats into ground that has had atrazine on it applied that previous spring. So I know we can do it, but I just want you to know that that atrazine application could be a problem and cause some injury or even death to your spring oats. If you're planning to spray your oats for weeds and then graze, also be aware of any grazing restrictions from those herbicides that you might apply in the spring. If you are planning to graze, be sure to let those oats get a little size on them before you turn cattle out on them. The plant should be around 6 inches tall or even a little bit bigger. That allows them to have a well-established root system so the cows will not just pull those young plants out of the ground. When I looked up stocking rates, they seem to be very similar to those of grazing winter wheat. 1 acre of spring-planted oats can provide about 60 days of grazing to a 750-pound animal at a stocking rate of 1.5 animal units per acre. So as you can tell, oats could be an option for folks looking to plant a spring crop, especially if you have cattle, and oats can work really well into your rotation. Seeding rates for oats are between 100 and 120 pounds per acre. Be sure to check your herbicide history because they're relatively sensitive to triazine carryover. Oats for grazing and oats for hay can really add to your bottom line. Be sure the plants are around 6 inches tall and well anchored before grazing. If you're taking oats to hay, be sure to nitrate test them because they can be accumulators of nitrates. There is a K-State publication called Small Grain Cereals for Forage that contains information on spring oats. This publication is posted on my K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. If you have any other questions, please contact me, Jeannie Falk Jones, at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs, or you can get a hold of me on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby.